we see you tapping your toes. Good morning and welcome to a Wednesday on The Conversation and pretty much everywhere else. I'm Bethann Kozlovich. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Bethann. An issue that's been simmering for a while, so it looks as if it's coming to a head, yeah?
Quite possibly, but we'll see what happens after this first conversation this morning. Now, are casual rideshare drivers the same as taxi cab drivers? In essence, that's the central question being asked by the movement to regulate drivers for services like Uber and Lyft. It's shown up at the state legislature and in the Honolulu City Council in different incarnations. The latest municipal effort passed out of committee and is scheduled to be heard by the full council later today, which has Chelsea Wilson concerned. She is the Senior Policy Communications Manager for Lyft. She joins us now by phone from her office in San Francisco. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. Hope you are too. And thanks very much for giving us some time this morning. This has been such an ongoing issue and ongoing efforts both at the state level and certainly within the city council. What do you make of this concern to have drivers for Uber or Lyft be regulated in the same way as taxi cab drivers?
Sure. So Lyft is an on-demand ride-sharing app that connects passengers with an affordable ride. But part of that is the driver that passengers are being connected with is a local Honolulu driver who is the vast majority of the time doing this part-time. In fact, 80% of Lyft drivers drive 15 hours a week or less.
And that seems to be the central issue. Forgive me for interrupting you, but that seems to be the real issue that you've hung, you know, your case on, that you're talking about casual drivers, people who are not making a living from being a driver for, say, a taxi cab company, but someone who is doing this maybe just to augment their income a little bit.
Absolutely. I was actually talking to a driver who will be at today's hearing just yesterday, and she's a single mom. She also is a caretaker for her elderly mother. So she needs a job that allows her to take off whenever she needs, if she needs to take her child to the doctor or her mom to an appointment. And Lyft really allows her that flexibility. She's looking for a job that she doesn't have to jump through, you know, a whole lot of monetary hoops in order to participate in, and Lyft really offers her that.
So let's talk about some of the monetary hoops that we've seen come down the pike. The current bill that will be looked at later today is in its second draft. As it's progressed from the original bill that was introduced in April to where it is now, obviously your opposition to it has remained steadfast, but it has done so as the bill itself has changed a little bit. Is there anything in this second incarnation of the city council bill that would lead you to believe that you can work out a deal to be able to benefit drivers who would like to do this casually and also satisfy the city council?
Sure. So the newest draft is definitely moving in the right direction, but we still unfortunately have some very serious concerns with what's being voted on today. And so we really urge that the city council would take its time to get this right. You know, there are still a number of really unnecessary burdens that are placed on individual drivers that dissuade those part-time drivers from participating in ride-sharing. We've worked with over 35 states at this point and dozens of cities to find a way to craft regulations that prioritize public safety, but still allow ride-sharing to operate, but still allow part-time drivers to participate, and still keep this safe ride option available for people who live and visit the island.
When you talk about the barriers to entry for someone who would do this casually, is a $50 fee to do this, to you know, be registered, that much of a barrier, or does it go more to the issue of having to have each individual driver licensed rather than the company itself, or sort of a combination of both of those things?
Sure. So it's a combination, and I think those two items are part of our concerns. But there are additional onerous items in the bill that would make it harder for part-time drivers to sign up on the platform. I think that the fee that you mentioned is one of our concerns. We're supportive of a fee structure that puts the onus on the company and not the individual driver. As I mentioned before, most of our drivers, you know, are looking for an economic opportunity that they can do flexibly, that they can do because they usually need it in a short period of time. So putting a monetary burden on these folks who are just looking to fill a seat in their car and share a ride just doesn't make a lot of sense for a ride-sharing model. There are other concerns that we have with the bill, I think including a provision requiring permanent decals on cars. Maybe that makes sense for a taxi who is, you know, the car is being used 100% of the time for commercial use. But for Lyft drivers, they're using their personal car that the majority of the time is being used to take their kids to school, to get to the grocery store. There is a way, of course, to craft a requirement that makes it easy to identify a Lyft car, but also easy for a driver to remove that when they decide to turn off the app and just use their car for personal use.
So, for example, one of those, you know, plastic decals that you can affix to your windscreen, say, that looks like, it's time to have your tires rotated or time to get an oil change, those kinds of things that you see that, you know, come back after you've had those services done. But you can peel them off and you can reaffix them if you wanted to because they're plastic.
Exactly. I think that's a great example. And we've really been able to work with regulators across the country to find a way that, again, sets a very high level of public safety, but that makes a lot of sense for ride-sharing drivers. And I think the key here is that those regulations have been separate regulations. They recognize that ride-sharing is a different model than a taxi. And so we're really hopeful that we'll be able to do that here in Honolulu as well. But we just don't think we're there today. We don't believe there's any need for the council to rush this through today. And we really urge them to take a step back, to talk to all of the stakeholders involved in this conversation, and listen to their constituents as well, the people who are using ride-sharing both as drivers and as passengers and seeing the benefits from it every day.
Yeah, Chelsea, we got to go in just about a minute or so, but it seems that the city council really wants to see drivers have a little skin in the game too, and that a $50 fee may not be seen as being, you know, terribly onerous to have to pay if it's going to be something that's going to be good for 2 years. You know, $25 a year, we pay a lot of things at that level, and a lot more services at much greater cost. But in terms of, you know, working with the city council, if in fact this is not something that happens today, what's Lyft prepared to do?
We're prepared, and we have been from, I think, the beginning of these conversations, really willing to be at the table and have a productive, collaborative conversation with the council.
But if they don't want to do that,
that a way forward comes from working together.
Right, but if they don't want to do that for whatever reason, if they think that, you know, this is the best thing they have and that this is the way to proceed, is Lyft prepared to say, we're just not going to be in this market?
You know, we want to be in Honolulu. It's a really exciting, growing market for us. We do, though, have serious concerns, and we have in other markets had to pause, really to take a stand for regulations that we believe would against regulations that would stifle ride sharing and really remove an economic opportunity for people who use this. So, you know, it's a little too early to say exactly what we would do. The regulations, if passed today, go into effect in January of next year. But we're hopeful it won't get to that point. We're really hopeful that the council will decide to delay today and take the time to do this right.
All right. Well, we don't have that long to wait. We'll see what happens. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Chelsea Wilson is a Senior Policy Communications Manager for Lyft. The third reading of Bill 36 to regulate ride-sharing is on today's City Council agenda at Honolulu Hale.